Yes, we are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. John Wall doesn't need no introduction. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick of the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win Album of the Year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, this is not a test. What you're hearing are sirens. This is not a test. This is an emergency I Am Rappaport stereo podcast. This is not a test. My name is Michael Rappaport. They call me the Gringo Mandingo. They call me the Jake LaMotta of podcasting, amongst other things. I'm here with G. Moody, whose last name always rhymes with duty. This is not a test. As we told you, Mr. Moody would be attempting his dunk today, May 6th, in New York City, in the Village of Harlem.
Yeah.
And he did it on a live stream. Some of the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast fans were on there. I was on there. I witnessed it. I will let Mr. Moody take the floor, and then I will, then I will debunk whatever the fuck he says.
All right, you going to give me that floor?
I'm going to give you the floor, and then I am going to say this is an emergency. I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast. This will be released with a short film. I wouldn't call it a film. I would call it a short video. It's about two and a half minutes long with the footage of this. And we encourage all the fans to contact us directly at iamrappaportpodcast@gmail.com. That's iamrappaportpodcast@gmail.com. I expect a lot of controversy, a lot of mixed opinions about what's going to be discussed and seen in the video. Moody, you could take the floor.
I traveled out to Harlem YMCA 135th. Very, very little warm up.
That's your fault.
Yeah, but I had the kids. I had the kids there. I was working out.
What kids?
The kids that were playing at the Harlem YMCA when I came up the stairs and saw the gym. So before the live stream, I was out there working out with the kids.
Oh, so you had time to warm up?
A little bit. A little bit of time.
Okay. How much time do you need to warm up? Like, if you could have had it your way and you had free access to the gym, how much more time would you have needed to warm up? Because this sounds like an excuse.
No excuse. I didn't need any more time.
Oh.
I'm just saying I had to get my muscles warm. I had to stretch.
Oh, yeah.
And everything. And
you stretched?
Yeah, I have to stretch. I'm 49. I have to stretch.
Oh, okay.
But you know me. You've known me since 14. So from 14 to 39, there was no stretching. Just coming out there and showing my ass and busting ass.
I wouldn't say now, 39. Anyway, go ahead.
Yes. So 49, of course, things change. So as I got warm and I got loose and I stretched, I was good. I was limber. And my man Ahmed threw me some alleys, and I grabbed the rim. At first, I grabbed the rim, you know, just to, wow. Because when I first got in there, I was very dejected. I didn't think I could do it because the height of the rim looks a little intimidating.
Mm.
But as I got loose, and then I jumped up, and then I said, oh, shit, I could grab it. I could do this.
You can do then, what? Excuse me. You can do what? Because what's your friend's name who were throwing you the alley-oops?
My man Ahmed, B.
Your man Ahmed wasn't mentioned the last 2 months in this. We talked about a dunk, and then at the last second, you turned this into some fucking alley-oop bullshit. I told you, you fuck, to bring golf balls, didn't I? I told you to bring a fucking golf ball.
Wait.
Because maybe you could dunk a fucking golf ball.
Fuck the golf balls, B. My man threw me alleys. I need help. So my man threw me alleys, and I dunked it. I think I did it. You know why? Here's why I'm going to say I did it. People say, oh, it's a tip dunk. Motherfuckers on Live Raise on the stream was like, G. Moody did it. It's a tip dunk.
No one said you did it.
Yes. No, they did
say. The best you got was that. A lot of people said no.
Wait. You asked me, you gave me the floor.
Let me have the motherfucking floor. Man.
Check it out. A lot of people said, G, you bullshitting. That's not a dunk. But a lot of people also said, a dunk is a dunk. Tip dunk. Now, check this out. And I'm going to let you have the floor. When you want to have a session with your girl and she say no, and what do you say? Let me put the tip in. Isn't that still good? So why isn't the tip dunk good for me?
Gerald, in your video that you're putting up, you'll be showing a couple of tip dunks from the NBA. Namely, in the video that you're putting up, I requested that you put Allen Iverson's famous tip dunk because he's about your height. And also in your video, I would request Isaiah Thomas of the Detroit Pistons, his famous tip dunk. Please make sure those are in your video. Those guys tip dunked, you fuck. This is what you did, and I want the fans to contact me. I'm so close to giving out my phone number on here, but you know my phone number. It's one of the only things that I have that's still precious. But I'm so close to giving out my phone number. But I will be saying this later on this week. There will be a call-in episode for us to speak to the fans.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'll be putting all that information online with the number and the information and the time. And I want to hear from every single fan out there and your friend and your cousin and this one. What you did, you fuck. And again, I want the people to vote to explain whether I want to hear their take on whether they think it's a tip dunk or not. What you did, you fuck, was you tipped the ball. You barely grabbed the rim, and the ball went in the rim. You didn't tip dunk like, oh, it came off the rim. Oh, I dunked it. You didn't do that. Your fingernails may have been above the rim, if that.
You didn't dunk the ball in. No,
the ball didn't get dunked in. You're disrespecting anybody who's ever dunked the ball. You fuck you. That wasn't a dunk. You're lucky I wasn't in the fucking gym. And you know how I know it wasn't a fucking tip dunk? Because you could hear it on your fucking video. Is that no one said, ooh. Usually when you do a tip dunk, people will be like, ooh. You had your crew. Who was your crew that was with you, by the way?
My Pod Magazine, my man Lou Capetta, He came all the way from Pennsylvania. He saw it. He got the tape. He taped it. He
sent me the, so that was your crew? Who was your crew? Those two?
Yeah, those crew.
Hold on. I got the floor now, Duke. This is going out to your people. This is going out to your crew. Your crew is fucked up. Your crew is lying to you.
They got a picture. I got a picture that he took.
My man, we got the footage. And you better put the right footage out because I've already, I got hit up by a bunch of people who are like, we got the footage, Duke. You could try to CGI this shit. You could try to green screen this shit. You could try to DC Comics and Marvel Comics and Black Panther this shit all you want. We got the footage, Duke. You saw me online talking shit. You lucky I wasn't in the gym, Duke. I would have been.
Let me tell you. The first dunk wasn't a dunk. The first one that I ran
around. You didn't dunk the fucking ball, you fuck. I could do what you did. That ain't dunk.
You can't fucking touch the rubber. I'm up there. I'm 49, B, and I'm up on the rim.
I can hang on the rim.
No, you can't fucking touch the rim. You can't touch the net.
Trust me, I could hang on the fucking rim.
You can't touch the fucking net.
I could hang on the fucking rim, you prick. You didn't dunk the fucking ball. And I'm going to just excuse me?
The second dunk is the one that I would say is a tip dunk. Not the first one. The second one. But Money was fucking up with the alleys.
Oh, Ahmed was fucking him. Now you blaming him? Why you even need a guy? I told you to bring a golf ball.
I need
ball.
A dude.
I told you bring a golf ball, Duke. I told you bring a golf ball. You could have brought a golf ball or a ping pong ball. Maybe. Nah. And that rim looked low, Duke. Your man Ahmed is not the blame. You're the fucking blame.
Nah. He wasn't throwing the alleys right. So at 49, I don't have a lot of jumps, B. So I have to rest. And I'm not in shape, but at least I'm up there on the rim. I'm up there grabbing shit. Shit is snapping back like Kmart. What is you saying, B? I'm up there dunking.
You didn't dunk shit. Listen, we're going to let the fans decide if that was a dunk or if it was a bunch of fucking funk. That was a bunch of bullshit, man. And why had your man Ahmed there anyway? Why didn't you try to dunk one by yourself? Get a Nerf ball. Do something.
I needed. Well, I came
Fuck
into the gym,
man.
And they were already there. So I asked them I need an alley.
Now, fuck your man Ahmed.
Nah. Ahmed is a good guy, man. Fuck you talking about.
And who's the guy who came in from Pennsylvania to see you dunk?
Oh, these cats from Pod Magazine. They're going to do a feature on us. They wanted to see me get down. I'm going to do their podcast next Sunday.
I'm going to talk to them.
Lou Capetta.
Yeah, your man Lou is bullshitting you if he's trying to tell you. No one in the gym said, ooh. Usually when people dunk in a gym on a Sunday, you'll hear somebody go, ooh. Why didn't anyone go, ooh?
Because I'm not fucking MJ. I'm not LeBron, man. I'm trying to do this shit and I got it. It's a tip dunk. When you jockey in for position and you in there and you getting it up and boom, it goes in. Yo, he dunked it. That's what it is. Yo, that motherfucker dunked it.
All right.
So give me that.
Okay. Are you done?
I'm done, B.
You're done. You had the floor. You're done. Have you said everything that you want to say and got everything you wanted to get off your chest about that fucking rim grab?
It was a tip dunk. It wasn't flushed. I cannot say that. And I want to give a shout out to my man Jesse.
Now, man, fuck your shout outs, Duke. Your man Jesse.
I want to give a shout out to my
man. Fire your trainer,
because
Duke.
They got me in shape.
Fire your trainer.
I got to shout
got
him
you
out.
In shape.
He got
you
me in
shape.
You
tried three times and you went to the hospital. Fuck your man Jesse. Your man Jesse.
Nah.
Your man Jesse failed as a trainer. No disrespect to Jesse.
Nah.
Fuck your man Jesse, Duke.
Nah. I had a hamstring and I had to lounge out until the dunk. But if I didn't have the hamstring. Oh, I would have been up there on some
Dominique.
Oh,
you would have been dunking a foot. You would have jumped a foot higher, huh? Because you need about a foot more jumping.
Oh, yo, you're next.
Yo, my man, I wasn't the one who said I could dunk. I guarantee you I could grab the rim in any arena. I'll grab the rim every time I go into a Big Three arena this summer. That's what you did, and I'll hang on to shit.
Oh, word?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, so that's what we're going to do. That's your bet now. Any arena, you heard this motherfucker, y'all.
Yes.
He could grab a rim.
Yes.
So now you put yourself out there.
Nah,
all you got to do is grab a rim.
I grab a rim. All you got to do is dunk. Your man Jesse, the trainer.
I did that, B.
Your man Jesse. Yo, He deserves a better client. I don't blame him. I blame you.
Nah. Ancient Chinese Secret is about that life. And I'm glad he helped me out. Thank you, sir.
All right. The video is up on the I Am Rappaport app. As I told you, this is an emergency podcast. I'm going to say this, moving on. I woke up this morning, and this video, I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast, you listen to it and listen to it clearly. You might want to like screen grab or screen record me saying this because I might take it down because I don't feel good about it. But after LeBron James game 3, dribble all the way up the court. Dwayne Casey, you're not the coach of the year, by the way. The fact that you didn't double team LeBron James and you had my man Kyle Lowry on LeBron James, you're not the coach of the year. You have no solution for LeBron James. You're not double teaming him. Every single person that we've interviewed on the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast, I was thinking about this throughout the years. Kenyon Martin, Steven Jackson, Rex Chapman, Will Perdue. Every single person that we've ever interviewed, and you said, if there's a way to, you can't stop LeBron James, but if there's a way to slow down LeBron James, every single person always says, you got to take the ball out of his fucking hands. And the only way to take the ball out of his fucking hands is to double team him.
Yeah.
Dwayne Casey, you didn't do a double team. You know the guy's going to do it. You know he's not going to pass the ball. He's playing as good as he's ever played. And this isn't about you, Dwayne Casey. This is about me. I'm going to say this. I'm not going to say he's better because it's a team sport. But I'm going to say this. LeBron James has had the best career of any NBA player I've ever seen.
Yo, fuck you, man. Yo, don't dick ride him now. Get the fuck out of here with that bullshit. I'm taking over right now.
No, you're not taking over shit. But I'm going to say
this. How you going to say that?
I'm going to say this.
After screaming on this dude all for fucking 3 years. You sound crazy, but I'm going to let you go. Go ahead.
I'm going to say this also. He's having one of his best playoffs. You know, this is the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast. We don't fact check, and we certainly never stat check. You can do all that bullshit you want to the Indiana Pacers. You can do all that bullshit you want to the Toronto Raptors, but you're not winning the NBA championship.
Oh, okay.
So
you don't know that. You don't know that.
I'm saying it right now. I stand by what I say. They're not winning. They're not beating Golden State if they even get there because Boston is not a slouch. Brad Stevens is going to double team this fuck. Brad Stevens is going to be like, you, J.R. Smith, you fucking weed smoker, inconsistent fuck. You get us out of the game. Brad Stevens is going to make other people do shit. LeBron James is not going to just run amok with Boston because they're a way better coach team. The fact that Dwayne Casey had Kyle Lowry guarding him all the way up court, all by himself, when they could have trapped him early. And they're talking about this guy's coach of the year. You're not coach of the year. Duke Snyder out of Utah's coach of the year.
I heard they're trying to fire that motherfucker.
Who, Casey?
Yeah.
They should fire him.
Yeah. That's the whispers that he's about to be let go because of the same things you talk about.
Yo, I mean, listen, man, and also, why doesn't DeMar DeRozan say, you know what, I'm the best player on Toronto, I physically match up with LeBron James, he's the best player in the league, he's the best player on Cleveland, I'm going to guard him, and he's never guards LeBron James. DeMar
DeRozan,
he don't
want that.
But that's weak to me.
Yeah, I agree. He don't want that because that's a challenge. Like, yo, I got him. Yo, fuck that.
He lets Kyle Lowry. Yo, Kyle Lowry is shorter than I am.
Yeah.
I fuck with Kyle Lowry. I know Kyle Lowry. Kyle Lowry is 6'2". He's not bigger than me, Michael Rappaport, the Gringo Mandingo. He's shorter than I am. And he's guarding LeBron James at 6'9", 280 fucking pounds.
And he has that little Fred Flintstone body. Kyle Lowry got the Fred Flintstone shit.
Yo.
He can't guard that guy.
I don't understand it. And I want to say this in this emergency podcast, because game 4 is coming up. Drake. Champagne Poppy. Mr. Toronto. Mr. Six God. You better get your fucking ass to game four. You need to get some tickets courtside to go to Cleveland and watch your team get their ass busted.
Yeah.
This is your fault. You're talking all that shit. You antagonized the situation. You threw the cherry on top of the sundae and the hot sauce on the chicken wings. You need to show up in Cleveland and support your fucking team and get booed the fuck out of the arena.
They need a better rapper mascot.
Boom.
Who's a better MC that came out of Toronto?
Nobody.
He needs to take his place. They got some good motherfuckers out there. We just don't know of them. I'm telling you.
They don't have anybody that's worthy of sitting on the court, and that's no disrespect.
Right.
I'm saying in terms of like someone who's like, you know, courtside worthy. Yo,
yeah.
Toronto, you deserve better. You deserve better to have a better mascot, somebody who'll travel with the team. Yo, Spike Lee, that motherfucker travels with the Knicks.
Yeah.
I went to games when the Knicks in the 90s, I went to games in Indiana. He goes right into the Lions' den with the Knicks.
Yeah.
This motherfucker, Drake, you're about to get swept. You need to show up to game four. You need to show up to game four or never, ever show up to another Toronto Raptors game again. And I had a lot of people. I got death threats. I got attempted travel bans from people in Toronto. Yo, you deserve better. This is a beautiful city, an eclectic city.
Yeah.
You got this guy over there talking shit to Kendrick Perkins, talking shit to people, and every single year it's the same results. You deserve better. Don't be mad at me. Be mad at your fucking mascot.
Word. And they ain't win no games.
He talking shit to LeBron James?
And they didn't win no games.
You got a guy up there talking shit to LeBron just because, yo, LeBron's my man. We chill. And fuck all that, man. Yo.
Yeah.
And stop. LeBron ain't fucking with you like that?
Yeah. LeBron don't think that. LeBron busting them dudes' ass. And I'm going to say this. I'm going to say this right now. LeBron James is a better basketball player than Michael Jordan.
He got to play longer. The fucking guy's 15th season in the league. Of course he's going to, like, time, you get experience. This guy, yo, I said what I said. I'm not going to repeat what I said about him versus Jordan, but I'm going to say this. I hope to God, for all the fans of basketball, that something doesn't come out one day. I make my jokes, but yo, the way this guy moves, the fact that he's never been hurt, the fact that he's in his 15th season, the fact that he played seven games versus Indiana, three games here. This is his 93rd game.
Yeah.
He played all games this season, led the league in minutes, and he doesn't slow down. Listen, there's a lot of dudes in the NBA that put in work and, you know, spend money on their body and do all the right things for their body. This is some other shit, and it has to do with luck. But I hope one day nothing comes out and takes away from his greatness, because his greatness is real. And again, this podcast, I would record what I just said, because I might pull this motherfucker down. But I will say this. I will say this, and I'll say it one more time, and that's the end of this fucking LeBron James bullshit. They are not winning the chip. He will be shaving his head. In June, that motherfucker will be shaving his head just like he did last year when they got their asses beat. Shaving his fucking head. Remember last year? Okay. Hit the Rolly store with the Rolly on. Boom, with the bald head.
You talking crazy, man. You saying a lot of crazy shit.
I don't know.
You said this shit 2 years ago, and look where he is now. And now you dick riding him, and now you giving him all kind of props.
What's dick riding?
But why? But why? But I'm telling you,
I ain't giving
this
him
is
no
the
props.
Greatest. This is the greatest player. Check it out.
Listen.
Wait, no.
You're borderline crazy.
Had the fucking floor. Let me have the floor. Let me give this motherfucker the accolades he deserves, because you got the tongue in cheek sucker shit. Let me tell you about the basketball. This is a great basketball player. He has slouches on his team. They don't show up. They don't show up when he needs them. And this motherfucker will do it all. He plays the point. He blocks the shots. He gives the assists. He gets the rebounds. He's not a selfish guy. I don't understand the hatred. If you know basketball.
What hatred? I'm calling
and
it
you
like
look
it is.
At, wait, wait,
They're not winning.
Wait a minute. And you look at basketball.
They're not winning.
Yo, how could you not understand that this is a way better player than Michael Jordan?
Oh, shush.
A way a way better player than Kobe Bryant. Way. Because you know why? Because this motherfucker will give his teammates the ball. He won't fucking
Jordan wasn't a selfish player.
He wasn't a selfish player. He snuffed Steve Kerr.
He got the best out of him.
Yeah. Oh, you got to fucking assault the guy to get the best. Why not pass him the fucking ball?
I think that they mentally abuse and verbally abuse Tristan Thompson. They use him like a fucking wind-up doll. I guarantee you at team meetings and on the plane, they ignore Tristan Thompson. And then when they need something, they're like, all right, Tristan. They feed him a bagel, cream cheese, and lox and get him hyped up to go out there and do something.
Oh, he's not a fucking Jew. He's a black guy. You don't eat that shit.
I heard he likes lox. Listen, Miles Jordan, this is an emergency podcast. I want to just do one special thing. I have one sick fuck of the week.
This award is earned, not given. It's called the sick fuck of the week. This guy's really sick. Lock him up.
How could you do it?
Don't let him out.
Damn. Who fucked the dog?
You what?
Who fucked the dog?
Why would he fuck the dog? Why would you fuck your girlfriend's dog?
What sick fuck?
The sick fuck of the week. It's earned.
Earned.
Not given.
You did.
What?
No.
No.
No. No.
In New York City, in Harlem, a Brooklyn man is on the loose, age 49, snuck into the Harlem YMCA, attempted to dunk a basketball, failed miserably. Over and over, and is trying to convince the world that it happened. Nobody agrees with him. Catch this sick fuck. Lock this sick fuck up immediately. He's on the loose somewhere in the city of Manhattan. This is not a test. This has been an emergency podcast. Please email us at iamrappaportpodcast@gmail.com and let us know your opinion. Did this fuck G Moody dunk the basketball or not? Again, this is not a test. This is an emergency I Am Rappaport podcast for all the fans. I really want to involve the fans. He attempted to dunk for the fans, and I want to hear what you guys think. You know where I stand. You know where Moody stands. Miles Jordan, take us out of here with something funky on this emergency podcast.
Peace.